You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
And good morning, everyone. It's 9 o'clock on a nice, bright, sunny Monday morning. This is the monthly Catholic Schools Today Hour on Relevant Radio, 820 AM in Chicago. I'm Wayne Magyars, Vice President at Loyola University. And privileged to be here this morning as our usual hosts are doing other things. Other commitments. They have other commitments this morning. So Father Greg Sackwitz called me just before the program this morning and said he'll be listening and I better do a good job or else, and that he didn't finish the sentence. So we'll see how that goes. This is also Relevant Radio's Spring Pledge Drive going on this week. Our theme this drive is Nothing is Impossible with God, and we need your help because all of the programs that you hear on Relevant Radio wouldn't be possible without your contributions. So here's how you can help us. Our telephone number is 1-877-291-1023, or you can also pledge online. The website is www.relevantradio.com. You can use your Visa, your MasterCard, your Discover card, American Express are all accepted. All donations are tax deductible. No donation is too big or too small. So please, if you can help us out, this is your local Catholic programming. It's important to you. It's important to us. Pick up the phone and lend your support. Again, the telephone number 1-877-291-0123. This morning, a fun program, I think. We're going to be spending this hour on Catholic Schools Today talking, at least at first, about early childhood education and then move into later on a discussion of academic excellence at the Archdiocesan and the Catholic schools in general. And in preparation for our second segment, we'd like all of you this morning who have a graduate who maybe graduated this past weekend from one of the Catholic schools in Chicago or maybe graduating in the next couple of weekends to now's your chance. Now's your chance to get on the radio and congratulate your graduate. Our telephone number is 312-751-1979, 751-1979. Prepare your script. We will do that during the second portion of the program this morning and an opportunity for you to jump on the air and congratulate your graduate to all of America, right? At least all of America. First segment this morning, we're going to be talking with three outstanding early childhood educators in the Chicago Archdiocesan School System. All three finalists for the Cole McCormick Early Childhood Awards, and even the winner is with us this morning. Let's start with her, Elizabeth Grelly, kindergarten teacher at Francis Xavier Ward School on North State Street here in Chicago. Elizabeth, good morning, and welcome to Relevant Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Great for you to be here. Marta Ostrowski is a preschool teacher at St. Ferdinand School on North Mason. Marta, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, everyone.
And on the phone is Renee Rosenbusch, kindergarten teacher in St. Monica School. Renee, are you there?
I sure am. Good morning.
Well, good morning. And first of all, congratulations to all three of you. Clearly, you work hard. You're passionate about your work. And to be a finalist in the Cole Early Childhood Teaching Awards must be something you're all very proud of. Yes, Marta?
Yes, we are. It comes from the heart. It's very important for us, for our children, for our parents. It's something very big.
Let's talk a little bit about early childhood education. I know just before the program we were chatting about back when I went to school, when it seems like when dinosaurs roamed the earth, you started school in kindergarten, and you periodically heard of a friend or a family member who had gone to preschool maybe the year before. But early childhood education is much more than that today, is it not, Elizabeth?
Absolutely. Early childhood education is extremely important, and you'll find that a lot more people are starting to involve their children at earlier ages in the preschool age group.
How early? How young?
Usually around three and four is preschool.
Okay. And when we talk about early childhood education, Renee, we're talking about essentially from age three through third grade? Is that a good
Correct.
Range?
Mm-hmm. Through third grade.
Okay. And to what extent do all of you, and maybe Renee, we can start with you, what age groups are you specifically dealing with in your experience with early childhood education?
I'm teaching kindergarten. Right now I've taught kindergarten through second grade. So my kids are between the ages of five and six.
Okay. And you've been doing it for how long?
I've been teaching for 9 years.
Okay. What kind of changes have you seen in 9 years?
I think the early childhood education is really, it's really exciting, all the developments that we've been making. There's so many children that are being included in this, and we're able to reach so many children that when they get to kindergarten, we're seeing kids that are much more prepared to start their education and to really get involved in reading and writing. So it's really exciting because these kids are coming with great social skills, which is what they're getting in their 3- and 4-year-old preschools, and they're ready to start really delving into the really exciting parts of education.
Have you seen the same thing?
I have. I have, definitely. The kids are coming in a little bit more comfortable being in a school setting, a little more ready to work with different people, to work with teachers, to interact with other children.
And what does that mean for the student when they get to, for example, first or second grade? Does that mean they're really doing more difficult, more complex work than a typical first and second grader maybe even 5 or 10 years ago? Are they progressing quicker? Are they getting to the subject material faster?
I found that definitely children are growing up in a faster way. However, developmentally appropriate activities are developmental for children no matter where we are. Mm-hmm. We're providing more experiences to give the children maybe a little bit more of a heads up, more opportunities to find different areas to explore.
Marta, experiences like what?
I think they're much better prepared. I'm the one who teaches pre-K 3 and pre-K 4 right now, pre-K 4. And I can tell that they are, like Elizabeth said, they're developmentally very well prepared to be in the classrooms. I think they're not afraid of school anymore. They know what's going to happen. They know how their life is going to turn, let's say, for example, like for my children next year. So I think it's just easier for them and easier for the parents too. I mean, something very, very new yet developmentally appropriate for our situation.
You mentioned the parents. Do parents today expect when they are bringing up a child, do they expect that they're going to start a formal school process earlier today than they did maybe 10 or 15 years ago, or certainly when they were children?
I think some of them do. I think some of them think still that there's preschool as a playtime and there's preschool actually as the school, you know, part of the school being before, you know, before kindergarten. I had the parents before who did expect us to give the preschooler homework, which was very funny. But I think that after a while, when you explain it to them, we have a lot of communication between parents and the students and the teachers, then they are actually able to understand early childhood education and what is it about and on which level actually their children they may be.
Okay. And Renee, let's talk a little bit about the interaction between and among students in these early childhood years. We were chatting before the program this morning on the importance of play, and you know the criticism that sometimes early childhood educators receive about, well, my kid just needs to be a kid. They need to get a chance to grow up. They need to be able to interface with other students and just enjoy their childhood life by forming relationships, friendships with other kids. How would you respond to something like that, Renee?
You know what? I couldn't agree more. In fact, I wish more parents were thinking along those lines. It seems as though we've been pushing our kids so hard that some of the parents are coming in, like Marta had said, you know, expecting homework and preschool, and not to say that they can't take home activities to do with their families, but I think that parents really need to realize that it's really important that preschool is a social activity, and it's a time for them to increase their confidence level, for them to get comfortable in the classroom, and to be able to take risks and feel comfortable with that. So I'm hoping that that's what the parents are thinking, that this really is a social time, because too many times I think parents are having their expectations too high, and I think that that's really something that we need to work on with parents, to realize that preschool is, they are getting their basics, you know, and they're starting to get comfortable in the classroom, but it really needs to be a social experience
okay.
for them.
I want to talk more about that when we come back from a break, some of those elements of social time and some of the risks that parents really should have, reasonable risks that they should be taking with children of this age. You're listening to the monthly Catholic Schools Today Hour on Relevant Radio, 820 AM in Chicago. I'm Wayne Majors. Our subject this morning is early childhood education with three outstanding early childhood teachers within the Archdiocese of Chicago. If you'd like to join us on the telephone, please don't hesitate to call us at area code 312-751-1979, and we'll be right back.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith. It is 9:11 on a Monday morning. I'm Wayne Majars for Father Greg Sackwitz this morning, who's away. Our spring pledge drive is going on this week on Relevant Radio, and we need your help if you are so inclined to help us out. Our theme this pledge drive is Nothing is Impossible with God. Relevant Radio is your local Catholic programming. It's important to you, we hope. It's important to us. So please pick up the phone and lend your support. The telephone number is 1-877-291-0123. That's 1-877-291-0123. Or you can even make a pledge online. Very easy. We'll take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express. The website is www.relevantradio.com. And our subject this morning on the monthly Catholic Schools Today Hour is early childhood education. We're joined by Elizabeth Grelli, Martha Ostrowski, and Renee Rosenbusch, all three early childhood education teachers within the Archdiocese of Chicago. And just before the break, Renee, you brought up social time and some of the risks that parents, in effect, take or at least think about before they get into early childhood education with their youngsters. Maybe you can comment, Elizabeth. Do parents have realistic expectations when they send their child to a preschool program or even, a program when they're before preschool age, 3 years, 4 years old?
I think they have realistic expectations. I think sometimes they're wondering, especially in kindergarten, is my child going to read? When are they going to start writing? Mm-hmm. And I always try to explain to them that it is developmental. And what is important is that we also need to work on social skills. And what Renee was talking about with play, it's very important to think about how much we do learn with the children when they play and how they're trying to think about how to express themselves with other children, how to get what they want, how to communicate their thoughts. Those are important things that also play the role in early childhood.
So play and that development of social skills is really an important part of early childhood education, even in the classroom, if you will, setting. Right, Marta?
Yes, that's correct. I teach preschool, and this is the part of my classroom when my children actually are learning to be with each other. They're learning how to solve their own problems, and we're there to help them, of course. And they're learning how to be children at some point, too. I mean, before they will go, of course, higher to the higher education, and before we will have more expectations from them, like Lee said, to be ready to read, to be ready to write, to be ready to do math and any other skills that there are important for them later.
The word overscheduling came up during the break, and Renee, sometimes for a parent, you know, there's no how-to manual on parenting, and you can imagine what parents in their workaday world, with the pressures that they have on themselves, can imagine for their youngsters. Are we dangerously approaching the time when five-year-olds will be carrying Blackberries, Renee?
Gosh, I hope not. I have five children of my own, and I'm certainly one of those parents that schedules quite a bit. And I do think that it is a problem, and I really think that we need to address it, especially with the younger ones. They really need, not only in the classroom, but they need time at home for free play and, you know, structured play as well. But they really need time where it's not always a baseball game or a soccer practice or something like that. They really need some time to just kind of, you know, learn about the world on their own and not necessarily be so structured. And I am concerned about that because I see so many families, you know, running from one activity to another and not giving their kids time to just be outside and play and, you know, be able to do that on their own time and not necessarily have someone, they need supervision, but they need to be able to explore on their own as well.
Mm-hmm. But with 91% of the Archdiocesan Catholic schools having a preschool program, is it, are we at the day already whereby most students are expected to be at least at preschool rather than starting in kindergarten?
I think so, yeah. I think that all teachers find that preschool is so helpful for children, and I think that, you know, we're addressing that they're part-time, they're only coming in for a couple hours, but it's a good opportunity for them because it's such a great environment for them to be able to take risks and to be comfortable. And so I certainly hope that parents are deciding to send their children to preschool because I think it's such a great opportunity for them to really get to develop their social skills with other children.
If you have an experience, if you're listening this morning with sending your child to preschool or not, and you'd like to join in on the conversation, our telephone number this morning is 751-1979, area code 312-751-1979. I want to talk a little bit about the early childhood education now from the teacher's perspective. All of you are master teachers, if you will, in this area. Why? Why early childhood education and not 5th, 6th, or 7th grade? Elizabeth, we'll start with you.
I've always loved the age group, especially in kindergarten, from 5 to 6. I felt that this is a place where children grow tremendously. They come in as 5-year-olds, a little bit eager about what's going on, and what happens between 5 and 6 is just unbelievable. They leave so independent and so ready to go, and they learn so much. They come in from, you know, knowing maybe what the letter B looks like, to be able to, you know, spell words using developmental spelling, to do a lot of reading. It just is an age that every year at the end of the year I say, wow, look what they can do.
And Marta, you've been doing this for a while as well. What kind of changes have you seen since you've begun?
I think they're growing up a little bit faster than 11 years ago when I actually started. But it still has the same feeling teaching the little ones. It still comes from the heart. It's still something that actually makes you smile. You come to work every day. You don't know what your day is going to look like because children are just children, but it's something that that it's very, very important. I like it very much, and I think that most of the early childhood educators are at the same spot in the same moment. I like the fact that we are the first one to be in their lives, and very, very important with the parents and the caregivers. We're the ones who actually maybe put them in the right directions, maybe be the special one. They will always remember my first teacher.
Renee, you're a teacher and a parent, and so you're really playing both roles in some cases, not only with your own children, but also with the children that you have in your classroom. Is it a seamless role that you're playing between the two? Do you really see the early childhood teacher and the parent working together, hand in hand, in the formation of these young folks?
The connection is unbelievable. I feel like a parent to these children, and I feel like my connection to the parents is very strong. I think it's so important that the parents are involved in their education, especially at these levels, and I'm sure the other teachers encourage parents to come in and feel comfortable in helping create our community in our classroom. There's so much growth in this area, and it's such an exciting time to be in there, and I think that having the parents there really helps to make the experience a successful one for the children.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit when we come back after a break about technology, because we were whispering between the breaks about how computers have even infiltrated their way into early childhood education. So we'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the monthly Catholic Schools Today Hour on Relevant Radio, 820 a.m. in Chicago. If you'd like to join us this morning in the conversation, the telephone number is area code 312-751-1979. And don't forget, during the second half of the show, you will have an opportunity to congratulate your graduate on the air by calling that same telephone number, so we welcome you to do that when we come back after a break around 9:30 on the second portion of the show. In the meantime, stay tuned and we'll be right back.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Just 10 short years ago, on May 7, 1997, then Bishop Francis George was installed as the 8th Archbishop of Chicago. Now, we celebrate his 10th anniversary as the leader of one of the nation's largest contingents of Roman Catholics.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith, the monthly Catholic Schools Today Hour on Relevant Radio, 820 AM in Chicago. Our telephone number 312-751-1979. It is Pledge Week on Relevant Radio. Our theme this drive is Nothing is Impossible with God, and we welcome your support at 1-877-291-0123 or online at www.relevantradio.com. Relevant Radio is your local Catholic programming. The Archdiocese of Chicago is certainly very visible and audible, I should say, on Relevant Radio every day of the week between 9 and 10 in the morning. Your support is helpful to us. We hope you enjoy the programming that you hear here, and you can show your support by helping us out financially in this Pledge Week. It is 1-877-291-0123. Talking about early childhood education, this last segment wrapping up with Elizabeth Grelli, Marta Ostrowski, and Renee Rosenbusch from Francis Xavier Ward School, St. Ferdinand's, and St. Monica Schools, respectively. And talking before the break about parent and teacher role in early childhood education, but also the importance of technology, how technology has begun to work its way into the early childhood education system. How have you seen it change, Elizabeth, even over the last several years with computers? I'm amazed when I see some very, very young kids with their handheld computers and in some cases on desktops doing things that I didn't do until I was 30. So what's going on there?
When I first started, we had one computer in the classroom 9 years ago, and we used it more for just a couple programs you could put into the computer, but not very much, you know, more than that. And now my kids actually go to a computer class. They're able to utilize the mouse and open up icons, and
it's kind of an element of play, right? I mean, it's an extension of not only developing social skills but also a new form of play.
Mm-hmm. And it develops fine motor skills as well, having mm-hmm. to click on the mouse. And all the websites that are available now, too, that promote a lot of literacy and a lot of activity is wonderful.
It's important to note that our Catholic preschool and kindergartens are part and parcel with the elementary school system. They're not separate standalone programs. They're really fully integrated into a pre-K through 8 continuum. And that was not the case several years ago, right, Marta?
I think before they were like just the preschools per se, and now we're adding more and more and more, which makes me very happy to see so many Catholic schools opening the preschool programs, and so many of them are actually NACE accredited, which is wonderful. It's something that we are all looking forward to. I think it's growing, and it's definitely much bigger than 11 years ago when I came. Speaking of even my own school, we opened with one classroom with only a couple children. This year, probably, we're going to have 3 preschool classes. Mm. So it tells you how fast it grows.
We've talked a little bit about the programs, talked about from the teacher's perspective, but from the Archdiocesan perspective, as a Catholic school network and system, building that Catholic identity, being able to begin even at this early age, Renee, in fostering faith, fostering the identity of a Catholic education. Give us an example of how that may happen even at this early stage in early childhood education.
You know, it's so exciting. At our school, we really incorporate the preschool into the entire faith community at our school. So when we have masses, the preschool are involved. They have faith buddies that come with them to church. And we've even planned 3 different masses this year where the children are able to be up on the altar. We've had them reading petitions, and we've had them doing group activities and dances in Mass to really foster their faith. And it's also really educational for the older children as well, because it builds a real family community. The older children know most of the preschoolers by name. They're in their classrooms helping them with different activities. And so it really not only has been good for the preschoolers to be in this environment, but it's been good for the entire school to include the younger children in our faith community.
And because of the integrated system within the Archdiocese, these pre-K students, these early childhood students, are in some cases interfacing with their older siblings who are in the same school.
Absolutely.
Right? And that really builds, that really adds to that faith dimension, doesn't it?
It really does. It really creates a strong family unit, I think. And the older children, are taking care of the younger ones, and the younger ones really look to those older kids as role models. So it's really an excellent program, and I'm so happy that we're able to incorporate the younger children and bring the older children down to kind of get the feeling, especially for families that don't only have one or two children, that they really have an opportunity to intermingle with other children. So it's good for the entire school.
And Marta, have you seen that Catholic identity, and even in the students that you work with, how do you integrate it and begin to talk about it?
Definitely. It's the same situation that Renee said, that we're going all together. And I notice also that some of my students actually are asking parents to go to church on Sunday to participate in any other activities that church or community is actually doing at the specific time. So they're the ones who are the motor of the whole situation. They're the ones who are actually pushing, because they've been with the classroom, they've been with the whole school during church ceremony, during anything what we're doing on a daily basis, and they bring it home and they ask for it. So that's something that we're supposed to look for too.
That's incredible, and that's certainly a strong testimony to how children, even at this age, can be influential within their families, both among their siblings and also with their parents.
Yes, definitely. And like we talk about it during our break, we also have the parents who are bringing their children. They finished Catholic school. They like it very much. Long time ago, they heard the children are their own, and they bring them back to our communities, to the same schools if they live nearby. And we also have several parents who are actually driving quite a while to bring them to the same school just because they like it so much.
That's terrific. That's a great testimony to the success of the program. We are almost running out of time, but so I want to give everyone a chance to give a little bit of information about their particular school, along with a website and a telephone number. The Cole McCormick Early Childhood Awards nominees and the winners will be honored at a luncheon coming up on June 5th. You can get more information on the Archdiocese of Chicago website. It's www.archchicago.org. Click on the Catholic Schools link in the left-hand column. And now it's commercial time. Elizabeth Grelli, give us a little bit of information about how our listeners this morning might get more information about Francis Xavier Ward School.
Well, you could go to the website at www.fxw.org, or you can give us a call at 312-466-0700.
Marta Ostrowski at St. Ferdinand's.
St. Ferdinand's, www.stferdinand.org. The phone number is 773-622-3022. Actually, we are having open house this Wednesday between 5:30 and I believe 8:30. Please, you're more than welcome to come. We're located at 3131 North Mason, right across from St. Pat's.
Terrific. And Renee, your turn.
You can get a hold of our school at 773-631-7880, or you can go to www.stmonicachicago.com. That's stmonicachicago.com, and you'll find more information. Next year we're going to be coming in the Environmental Academy, and there is a lot of information on there about that as well, so I look forward to hearing from people.
Well, as the three finalists of the 2007 Cole McCormick Early Childhood Teaching Awards, and Elizabeth as the winner, all three of you have represented well your profession. So congratulations and continued best wishes with your work.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us this morning. You're listening to the monthly Catholic Schools Today Hour on Relevant Radio, 820 a.m. in Chicago. I'm Wayne Majors. If you'd like to join us in the conversation, area code 312-751-1979, and we'll be right back.
Are you an active volunteer in your parish? Do you want to grow spiritually and deepen your faith and prayer life? Do you want to know more about the Bible, church doctrine and history, and about sacraments and liturgy? The Archdiocese of Chicago offers the Called and Gifted program for generous people like you. Through weekly classes and monthly formation days, Called and Gifted helps parish volunteers become more effective parish ministers. You'll study at a site near you, forming friendships and deepening your faith. And each month, you'll attend a formation day of prayer and learning at a retreat center of stunning beauty. Over 1,500 volunteer ministers have found greater confidence for ministry through the Called and Gifted program. For more information about this wonderful opportunity for growth, call Sister Peg at 847-837-4555 or email layministry@usml.edu. Don't put it off. Call today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Knapp. Join me for Searching the Word, a live interactive program that equips you with a firm understanding of the faith. Each day, we'll search the Bible, the Catechism, papal teaching, and historical writings for answers to questions about living Catholic life. That's Searching the Word every weekday on Relevant Radio.
That's Searching the Word with Chuck Knapp. Weekdays at noon on Chicagoland's Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 AM, the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith. I'm Wayne Majors. This is the monthly Catholic Schools Today Hour on Relevant Radio, 820 AM in Chicago. And this is your big chance, folks, to dial up the telephone and congratulate your graduate on the air. The telephone number is 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. All of America will know that you are proud of your graduate if you call that number and jump in with us this morning. Also, this is Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive Week. Our theme is Nothing is Impossible with God, and it is certainly not impossible with your help either. Your financial help and support is important to us. The telephone number to call to help us out with our pledge drive this week is 1-877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123, or you can make a donation online at www.relevantradio.com. All donations are tax deductible, and we very much appreciate your support. In our subject of academic excellence, we just spent the last half hour speaking with three outstanding master teachers in early childhood education, and we're joined in the second half hour by one of the leaders within the Archdiocesan system, the Associate Superintendent for Curriculum and Instruction, Marty Fraunheim. And Marty, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's a joy to be here with you this morning.
Well, there are so many exciting things going on in curriculum and development, not only in Catholic schools, but throughout school systems worldwide. Tell us a little bit about what some of the key issues that you're looking at in your office these days as it relates to curriculum and instruction in the Catholic schools.
I think what's very interesting is that we are really taking a very good look at what we are putting out there in our schools in terms of the curriculum. And that over the last several years in the Archdiocese, we're very proud to say that we have put together a system-wide, very rigorous, research-based curriculum based on not only Illinois learning standards, but national standards as well. For instance, the standards that come out of the National Council of the Teachers of Mathematics overrides and is integrated into our mathematics curriculum. We've just finished up our language arts curriculum, again, looking at Illinois state standards as well as the national standards. And of course, throughout all of our curriculums, we are going to integrate the gospel values and the church's social teaching. So we're very excited about what we put out there. It's rigorous. It really is challenging our students to be really well prepared for the future.
And that's terrific because as students progress, as we heard earlier in the program, as they really become, in a sense, more demanding consumers of education, it's really important that a person in your position be able to respond to what their heightened needs are. Is that a good way to put it?
I think very much so. And I think that we've taken a step to make sure that we are really building the leadership capacity in our school with our principals as instructional leaders. Over the last year, we have tried to bring in outstanding national speakers in the field of education for our leadership days. We come together six times a year with our principals and presidents of our high schools, and during that time we've brought in Dr. Tom Guskey, who is an expert in the field of research-based professional development as well as assessment. We've just recently brought in Dr. Bob Marzano, who's written over 20 books. He speaks nationally and internationally in the area of what works in school, high-yield strategies that really bring about student achievement. So we've felt very good about providing that professional development at the leadership level in order to really build capacity at the local site level for all of our teachers.
And we have some proud leaders on the telephone with us this morning who want to congratulate their graduates, the first from St. Patrick's High School. And Dr. Schmidt, is it? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. It's Joe Schmidt at St. Patrick High School. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
We're doing beautifully. A nice sunny Monday morning.
The class of 2007 is about you're about to say goodbye to them and lead them on to greener pastures, I presume.
We are. Well, at St. Patrick, we're the oldest Catholic boys high school in Chicago, going all the way back to 1861. And we have 227 of our finest graduating Tuesday, May 29th at Holy Name Cathedral. And we're proud and very honored that they'll be graduates.
Terrific. Well, we're glad you called, and duly noted to all of your 227 graduates. How long have you been in your position, Dr. Schmidt?
I've been at St. Patrick for 40 years. I've actually been principal for 20 years, and we actually had a couple of real highlighted seniors, and I have Brother Conrad with me here, also our president, that would love to mention one of our guys or two of them. We had an all-state basketball player, Sammy Maniscalco, an A student who's going to Bradley on a full scholarship. Joey Fagiano is going to be attending Indiana. He's a state champion in wrestling. And a Western Golf Association Evan scholar, Brendan Skelton, will be attending the University of Illinois with about 25 other seniors. So we're real proud of the guys that are going on to school, which is about 90% of our kids go on for future school.
That's terrific. Before you put Brother Conrad online, I want to ask you, doing it for 40 years, how is the class of 2007 different from the class 40 years ago that you first experienced?
Tough question, but I have to tell you, we just get great kids at our school. And they're just solid middle-income kids from good families. We draw kids from 180 different elementary schools across the city. And really, there hasn't been much change. I mean, there are different struggles, different challenges.
Sure.
We get great kids that come to our school, and that hasn't changed.
Good. Well, that's terrific. It's a testimony to your leadership. And let's ask Brother Conrad, also in a leadership position over at St. Patrick's, to talk about some of the other few outstanding graduates this year.
And thanks for having us on your show.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Here's Brother Conrad.
Go ahead.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Brother Conrad.
We, too, are so proud of our senior group that will be leaving us this year. And every time we lose a senior group, we feel a little diminished until we welcome our next freshman class. They're all great, great kids.
Well, terrific. And we're certainly grateful that we have folks such as you in these leadership positions, because obviously your mentoring, your support is critical for the success of our students.
We do our best. Two kids that I wrote a little write-up for the Chicago Trib, where one of his name is Greg Platt. He's just a terrific young man of exceptional character and beyond-the-call community service volunteer. He's just kind of a typical of what so many of our kids do, but he just does it so much, much better and so much more with, dedicated. And another outstanding student of ours is James Ridgway. He's a two-year swimming state champion in the 100-meter breaststroke and one of the absolute overall best swimmers and water polo athletes in the state of Illinois. And James will be going to University of Michigan on a Division I full swimming scholarship next year. And in addition to that, he's just kind of a renaissance kid. It's amazing. He's fluent in French, and he just completed a super performance as a soloist in our recent production of 1776 that just closed yesterday. So
he doesn't have much spare time.
He doesn't have any spare time.
Well, Brother Conrad, thanks very much to you and Dr. Schmidt for calling this morning and congratulating some of the outstanding graduates of St. Patrick's High School. We appreciate your call and, most importantly, your good role in leadership at the school. Continued success.
Thanks very much. It's a privilege for us to do so.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And if you'd like to call in this morning and congratulate your graduate, don't be bashful. 751-1979 is the telephone number. You're listening to Relevant Radio, 820 AM in Chicago, on the monthly Catholic Schools Today Hour on the Catholic Community of Faith. I'm Wayne Majors. It's 9:40 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
To learn more about Catholic bioethical issues such as infertility or end-of-life care? Then join us on Saturday, May 12th for the Midwest Regional Bioethics Conference at Mundelein Seminary. The conference will feature Dr. Thomas Hilgers of Creighton University, a nationally renowned OBGYN specializing in infertility issues, Father Rocky Hoffman of Relevant Radio, Bishop Robert Vasa, and more. Continuing education credits are available for medical professionals. To register or for more information, call Dr. Thomas Zabiega at 630-768-4590 or log on to www.archchicago.org. That's www.archchicago.org. See you on May 12th for the 3rd Annual Midwest Regional Bioethics Conference.
And good morning and welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 820 AM in Chicago. It's 9:41. This is the monthly Catholic Schools Today Hour, and this is also Spring Pledge Week for Relevant Radio. We need your help to continue this apostolate here of local Catholic programming. It's important to you, we hope, and certainly important to all of us. We enjoy very much being a part of it, and we'd like you to join us with your support as well. The telephone number to call is 1-877-291-0123. Or you can also make a pledge online at www.relevantradio.com. Talking this second portion of the program with Marty Fraunheim, who is the Associate Superintendent for Curriculum and Instruction with the Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic School System. And Marty, just before the break, we were speaking with Dr. Schmidt and Brother Conrad from St. Patrick's High School. Some fascinating and really laudable statistics from St. Patrick's on the student scholarship front, right?
Right. They have every reason to be very proud of their graduates. We have the that last year we noted that they had over 53 of their graduates that received scholarships amounting to over $3 million. So they certainly are doing a wonderful job there, and we're very proud of them and very proud of their graduates.
All right. Peter from Cristo Rey High School has joined us on the telephone and wants to recognize a few of the outstanding students that are graduating from Cristo Rey. Peter, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining us.
No, we're happy to do it. It's a great time of year as everyone prepares for graduation, and so we're excited here and glad to have the invitation to come on.
Tell us a little bit about the graduating class of 2007 at Cristo Rey.
Sure. Cristo Rey's only been around for 10 years, so it's exciting to be in 10th birthday year, celebrating all year long, and to have this class come along at 109 students going to graduate on Friday, June 8th at 1 o'clock here at Cristo Rey. And they are outstanding. I don't know if you know that much about Cristo Rey, but all of our students work corporate internships at 106 different companies. And that's how they're able to afford their, you know, a private school tuition and get a private college prep Catholic education. We serve predominantly families from Pilsen and Little Village that are kind of first, second generation immigrant families. So all of these students have worked for 4 years at different companies in and around Chicago. And so we are very proud of them. And we have a few I just wanted to recognize. We've noticed over our 10 years, our kids are, now that we have a reputation, we're starting to get a lot more kids interested in four-year universities, and we flip-flopped. You know, back a few years when we first started, it was about 80% of our kids were going to local community colleges, and now we're finding it's almost 85% of our kids are going off to four-year universities.
Wow, that's terrific.
And so we have a few this year. Our co-valedictorians, Carmen Rodriguez, is our first student going off to Dartmouth, and Juan Vaca, other valedictorian, going off to Marquette. We have three going off to Georgetown this year, Reina Garcia, Yadira Vieja, and Abel Omar Mena. And another, Miguel Rodriguez, going off to Brown. Those are some of our top performers, so we wanted to give them special recognition.
Well, that's outstanding. That's quite an impressive list of four-year institutions for your students to be going to after such a short period of time for Cristo Rey. You've done terrific work in a really short period of time, and thanks not only for calling this morning, but best wishes for continued success into the future. You guys are doing a terrific job.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Have a good day.
Peter from Cristo Rey, thanks for your call, and you're listening to Relevant Radio, 820 AM in Chicago. It's 945. Our telephone number is 751-1979, 751-1979, and Marty Fraunheim is here. She's the Associate Superintendent for Curriculum and Instruction, talking about some of the exciting things going on in the curriculum in the Catholic schools. And Marty, what about, we talked earlier about some of the things that you're looking at in new curriculum development, but from the standpoint of students, how important is it, and how much interface does your office have, and certainly at the principal level, with the students in really talking about it, looking and shaping curricular needs into the future, that kind of customer-consumer relationship with the teachers and with the school system?
I think that one of the things that we have seen is a very important trend that that has come up over the last few years, and the research has borne it out, that the learning is really student-centered learning. And as we've worked with our principals who work with their teachers at that local level, that for some teachers that's a difference over time, where classrooms were more teacher-centered, now they're really learner-centered. And so we've tried to provide the kind of professional development both to the principals as well as to the teachers, with system-wide professional development days for teachers in different sites throughout the Archdiocese, so that they would have opportunities to have that ability to see what are some of the ways that we want to change instructional practice to really make sure that it's student-centered, so that we can do the very best that all students can
learn.
And
in some ways, that's how a school like Cristo Rey really has come to be what it is, and with its outreach and internships with students working, it really becomes more about the student and the interfacing, the social development, even like at the early childhood level, in how the student is able to interface with other students and the outside world in learning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that that truly we are about trying to provide that that ability for students to see in themselves how they are taking ownership of their learning. And that, of course, we know really helps all of them feel that they can do it, they can make it, they can be successful.
Rosalie is the principal from
Yes.
Pope John the 23rd School in Evanston. Rosalie, good morning, and thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Wayne. Thanks for the invitation.
I'm really
proud to be on the program. And really proud of my eighth graders. We have 19 wonderful eighth graders that will be graduating in just a few weeks, and we are going to be missing them. They're a bright group of young ladies and young men. We are located in South Evanston, so after graduation, our children do split up among 3 to 4, sometimes 5, 6 different high schools.
And you have a really strong Science Olympiad team, right?
We absolutely do. We have been competing in Science Olympiad for over 13 years, and this is our best showing ever. We have qualified for the state meet five times, and this year at the State of Illinois tournament for Science Olympiad, we took a fifth place plaque at the state, and that's in honor of all of the team members. There's 20 members on the team. They're in grades 6th, 7th, and 8th. I was proud of all of them. I was very proud of the 8th graders who helped to earn that 5th place, Ida Smashankas, Sarah McCauley, Alicia Rice, and Maria Rodriguez and Claire Simon. Two of those students, Maria Rodriguez and Claire Simon, brought home a medal, a 3rd place medal for disease detectives, and they did a great job. Oh, I'm sorry. They were an awesome aquifers. They took a medal for that. But all of the team members, the team total, helps to bring that 5th place. We, in total, for all the kids competing, we did have 6 medals at state.
Well, that's terrific.
Place standing. But I do want to tell you about a couple of our 8th graders that have won awards. Natalie Allen won this year's African American Heritage Month Pastor Scholarship Award. She will be attending Loyola Academy using that award there. And another scholarship winner from the Western Catholic Union was awarded to Sarah McCauley, who's going to be attending St. Scholastica High School.
Well, that's terrific. It sounds like you've got a real team of superstars at Pope Paul the 23rd School in Evanston, and we certainly wish you continued success in your leadership role, and keep doing the good work that you are.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rosalie.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling this morning and for joining us on Relevant Radio, 820 AM in Chicago. This is the monthly Catholic Schools Today Hour, and if you'd like to join us in congratulating your graduate or recognizing your class, if you're a school leader, principal, the telephone number this morning is 312-751-1979, and we'd love to have you join us in the next 9 minutes of the program, and we'll be right back.
Want to serve the church as a lay parish minister? Do you possess the gifts and passion for full-time church ministry? Today, lay women and men are being called to join clergy and religious and serve the church as pastoral associates and directors of religious education. Perhaps you are one of those people. To serve, you need spiritual formation and academic training. And the Archdiocesan Together in God Service program provides you both. Qualified candidates receive partial tuition scholarships and pursue a master's degree in ministry at one of Chicago's Catholic theological schools. But Together in God's Service also provides retreats and prayer experiences to help you grow spiritually and deepen your love of God. If you want to explore a calling to lay ecclesial ministry, talk to your pastor and talk to us by calling 847-837-4552. Or send an email to layministry@usml.edu.
And welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 820 AM in Chicago. This is the monthly Catholic Schools Today Hour, and our subjects this morning all focus in and around the subject of education. Still some time if you'd like to call in and congratulate your graduate or your entire class if you happen to be a leader at one of our schools here in Chicago. The telephone number is 312-751-1979. This is also Relevant Radio's Spring Pledge Drive Week. Our theme is Nothing is Impossible with God, and it's your opportunity to show your financial support for Relevant Radio. The telephone number to do that is 1-877-291-0123, or you could do it online at www.relevantradio.com. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express accepted. All of us here appreciate your support. Marty Fraunheim, who's the Associate Superintendent for Curriculum and Instruction, your job looks at the 30,000-foot level, the big picture within the Archdiocesan school system in a city like Chicago that is so diverse with so many different people. peoples and faith traditions that come to our doors every day. Talk to us a little bit about how curriculum has developed and changed from an inclusivity perspective.
I think that we've realized that we have students that have great diversity of needs, and we have students with many differing learning needs. And so we have put into our system a director of inclusive education that is going to be and is currently working in one of our inclusive centers that where parents can actually bring their students in to do some testing, where we can make sure that we can put together a good plan so that children that learn differently can be helped in our system. We are really looking at also building that capacity within every school so that the learning is going on in the classroom for children that are learning differently. And we're continuing to try to meet that challenge by doing the research that it takes in order to really help our teachers know all the different kinds of differentiated instruction to meet those different needs that are there.
Thank you. And we're actually going to flip to the telephone now. We're moving our way further north, up to Waukegan now. The president of St. Martin de Porres High School, Father Charles Bolser. Father Bolser, good morning. Thanks for joining us on Relevant Radio.
Good morning. Good to be here.
You have a story to tell us. I'd like to speak with us about your first graduating class in the high school's history.
We are having our first graduation on the 10th of June here in Waukegan, and we're looking forward to that. It's kind of a great day for us. And you know, we're only 3 years old, and so we're just kind of getting off the ground. We're part of the Crystal Ray Network, and the Crystal Ray Network is really kind of a work-study program that our students, they work one day a week. They help earn the tuition, the cost of education, and they also learn how to work in a very different type of culture.
And how many students do you have graduating this year?
We have 14.
14.
Out of 165 students.
That's terrific.
So
you are to be congratulated for your good work, and congratulations to your 14 graduates as they walk across the graduation this weekend, next weekend?
June 10th. We have, and our students are restricted to low-income students. If you can afford to go to one of the other Catholic high schools in the area, we cannot accept them.
Right. Well, thanks very much, and we certainly appreciate your leadership up at St. Martin de Porres. And
way up in the northern part of the diocese.
Yeah,
as far up as you can get.
Thanks very much for calling this morning.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
You had a comment?
Well, I think that when we listen to our principals and presidents so proud of their graduates, they have good reason to be so. We are very proud of the work that goes on at our schools. And, you know, we take a look at some of those quality indicators, such as the fact that our student attendance is at 97%, that our graduation rate is at 98%, that our college-bound graduates are at 94%. And so we know that there's a lot of wonderful work that's going on in our schools by our teachers, by the cooperation with parents, and with the students themselves. They're working hard, and we're very, very proud of them. I know that we talk about the vision for our Catholic school graduate, that we want them to be a leader, a community builder, a lifelong learner. We want them to go forward and to act in that whole sense of faith, integrity, competency in the pursuit of truth. And so I think that today is just, it's a very, very much a special honor for me to be able to be here and to be a part of something that does congratulate our graduates, because that's what we're all here for, that they may find their potential developed, that they can achieve what they have, and truly they have, as this week indicates.
And there's a lot of pressure on school systems these days, is there not, to do assessment, to make sure that they're doing it right, to make sure that they're being better than they were yesterday? Would you agree that there's a lot of not only parents watching, but also outside agencies and groups that are really want to be sure that we're doing a good job?
I think accountability is always a good thing, and being very visible with what you are doing, what you are achieving. Our Terra Nova 2 test scores are out there. We feel very good about them. And as a whole in our system, we test our 3rd, 5th, and 7th graders at the elementary level. And our 3rd graders test in the 70th percentile. Our our 5th graders at the 74th, our 7th graders at the 76th, and overall percentages for the total testing that's there. And so, you know, those accountability factors, those are there, those are visible. You know, we want to show people that we're accountable because we feel we are working hard with our children.
To set your student on a path to graduation, visit the Archdiocesan of Chicago website. It's www.archchicago.org. Click on the Catholic Schools link to find a school in your area. Marty Fraunheim, Associate Superintendent for Curriculum and Instruction, has been our guest for the second half of the program. Marty, thanks very much for joining us. Continued success with your good work.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations again to our three master teachers who joined us on the first portion of the show in early childhood education. I'm Wayne Majors. This is Relevant Radio, 820 AM in Chicago. You have been listening to the Catholic Community of Faith, the monthly Catholic Schools Today Hour. Have a great day.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.